Well, right now, Mount's home beating Perigold in just about every aspect of the game, whether it was handling the ball, crashing for the boards, or just getting the baskets they need. Right now, it is 23-10, Bombers leading it as we get ready to start the second quarter. Perigold will inbound it on the far sideline. It will be Lambert inbounding it to Gavin Hall. Check back in right before the quarter started. We're back underway. Hall just inside the half-court line. Throws over to Lambert on the right side. Now it goes down in the corner to Eli Schreit. His jumper will not go. Offensive rebound to White. He kicks it back out to Hall. Hall's going to pull up for the long three. Good. Gavin Hall with his first 3 points of the night. 23-13, Mount's only as we are 30 seconds into the second quarter. Gilbert with the ball on the right side. Now ball goes over to Proctor. Down to Ellison near their left corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Down to Proctor in the corner. Proctor will dribble out to the wing. Now kicks it to Jones in the corner. Cross court to Gilbert near the top. Over to Matusiak in the right corner. Back to Gilbert on the wing. Gilbert's going to drill down into to the paint. Loses the handle of the ball, and Perigold comes up with the steal. As Mount Tom's first turnover of the night. Here is Manning with the ball on the right side. Throws up top to Schreit. Over to Hall on the left. Back to Schreit. Schreit's going to drill towards the elbow. Now he's going to be fouled. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his first personal foul, team foul number three, against Mountain Home here in the first half. Perigold will inbound the ball with 6:50 left of the half. Mountain Home leading 23-13. Hall will treat an inbound pass on the baseline, gets into Manning on the right wing. Now he's going to drill down into the lane, kicks it to White in the left corner. White's going to drill to the low block, looking to make a move on Jones, going up for the layup. No good, but draws contact. He'll head to the free throw line with 6:41 left. In the first quarter, Matt Jones picks up his first personal foul. That's the fourth team foul against the Bombers here in the first half. So Ashton White will be at the free throw line for the first time this evening. He has 6 points so far tonight. White's first free throw is up. Rolls around, does not go. Now Jake McGee and Dawson Tabor both checking back in from Mountain Home, replacing Matt Jones and Chris Matusiak. Again, 6:41 left in this first half. Mountain Home's lead is currently 10, but White still has one more free throw to try to cut the margin back to single digits. White's second shot is up. Will not go. He misses both. Rebound is knocked around and controlled by Lambert, and Perigold will keep possession. Ball goes over to Hall on the left side. He's going to pull up for another long three. This one will not go, and the long rebound comes to Dawson Tabor, and back comes Mountain Home. Bombers already with 10 rebounds this evening compared to 4 for Perigold. Here is McGee into the front court, throws over to Ellison, down to Gilbert in the left corner, to Proctor just outside the paint. He's going to throw it to Tabor on the low block. His layup will not go, and the rebound comes to the Rams. 6:11 left in the first half. 23-13, Mount's only. Here's Hall into the front court, throws up top to Schreit, over to White on the right side. White's going to drill down to the low block, and an offensive foul! Good job by Dawson Tabor there just outside the lane to take the charge. That is Perigold's third turnover of the evening. As that foul is called on Ashton White, his second personal foul. That is the 17th foul against Mountain Home. White will take a seat as he's replaced by Ashton Oaks, who checks back in. That does put Mountain Home in the bonus, but you don't shoot free throws on charges. Here's McGee into the front court, throws it to Ellison on the left wing. Ellison finds Tabor just outside the paint. Now kicks out to McGee on the right side. McGee will throw it cross court to Gilbert on the left side. Down to Tabor in the corner. Cross court to McGee on the right wing. McGee's going to drill just outside the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Gets his own rebound. Kicks out to Gilbert. Gilbert has the ball on the right side. Gives it there to McGee. And Mountain Home will set back up. 5.5 minutes left of the first half. Mountain Home with the ball leading 23-13. Ellison tries to find Tabor. Ball was knocked away and stolen by Perigold. Back come the Rams. All into the front court. Drilling to the low block. He's going in for the layup, and it goes in. Gavin Hall with 5 points, and it's a single-digit margin now as Mountain Home's lead is cut to 8, 23-15, our score. A little over 5 minutes left of the half. Ball goes over to Ellison on the left wing, back to McGee on the right. Down to Gilbert in the corner, back to McGee, over to Ellison on the left. To Proctor, he has on the wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Takes high bounce off the rim, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Perigold. 4:45 left in the half. Montalmo currently leads by 8. Here's Hall. He's going to try another long three. Yeah, that one will not go, and they're even. Oh, it's late. Montalmo is able to get the rebound before it goes out of bounds. I thought those teammates fighting for the ball, and that was going to cost them a rebound, but they were able to secure it. Here's McGee, throws it over to Ellison on the left wing. Back over to McGee.
Hey, you got to get it down.
McGee has it on the right side. He's going to find Proctor in the paint. His pass was knocked away, but Gilbert's able to secure it to avoid the turnover. Back to Proctor just outside the lane, and now there's a turnover as Proctor's called for traveling. Matt Jones going to check back in for Montalmo, replacing Reed Ellison with 4:07 left of the half. It is a 23-15 Bomber advantage. Hall will walk the ball into the front court for a pair of gold. Hall into the front court. Drilling up at the top. Now he goes to the left elbow. Now kicks it out to Lambert on the right side. Now Kyler Brewster, who checked in a little bit ago, he has it. He'll give it back to Lambert. Up top to Hall. Hall throws over on the left side to Schreit. Schreit about lost his footing, but he's able to keep his dribble. Ball goes over to Hall on the right. Down to Brewster just outside the paint. Now he'll kick it out to Oaks. Oaks dribbled down into lane, going in for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Jones. Back on the Bombers. Gilbert walks ball into the front court. Less than 3.5 minutes left of the first half. Bombers with the ball, leading 23-15. Gilbert finds McGee. Back to Gilbert on the left side. Now Tabor has it. Cross court to McGee on the right wing. Down to Jones outside the paint. Kicks it to Gilbert on the right elbow. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Tabor gets the offensive rebound. He is his falling. Will not go. And this time Perigul comes up with the rebound. 3 minutes left to play in the first half. Bombers leading by 8 as Hall walks the ball into the front court for the Rams. Hall takes the screen, drills to the top, gives over to Lambert on the left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound is controlled by Wyatt Gilbert, and back come the Bombers. Gilbert into the front court, dribbling on the right side. Looks like I think Perigold may be in a 1-2-2 zone. Ball goes over to McGee, back to Gilbert.
Get it down!
Over to Tabor on the right side, down to Jones in the lane. He's going to go in for the layup off the glass and in. Matt Jones with 6 points. It's actually been a while since Montalmo scored. That's actually their first points of the quarter. 25-15. Their lead's back up to 10. 2:15 left in the first half. Hall into the front court. Pass is knocked away, but he's able to get it back to avoid the turnover. Hall drills to the free throw line. Now gives up top to Brewster. Over on the left side to Schreit. Right, we'll give it to Oaks on the right, over to Lambert on the left. Now Brewster has it there on the wing, up top to Schreit. Schreit will dribble to the left elbow. He's going to pull up for the jumper, partially blocked by Proctor, and Montalmo comes up with the ball. Jones into the front court, throws it to Gilbert there, dribbles to the left side. Gilbert picks up his dribble, now trying to figure out what to go with it, gives it to Jones, back to Gilbert. 1:39 left in the half. Now Tabor has it. He's trying to find McGee cutting into lane, but the pass was stolen by Perigold. They're quickly back the other way. Schreit going into the lane, going up for the running jumper, and he gets it. Eli Schreit with his first 2 points of the night. Leads cut back to 8 with 1:20 left to play in the half. Montalmo with the ball up 25-17. Gilbert into the front court, throws over to McGee on the right. Now Tabor has it in the corner. He kicks out to McGee there in the corner. His three-pointer will not go. Jones gets off and rebound. He puts it back up and in. Matt Jones with 8 points this evening, 27-17. Mount Tunnel's lead back up to double digits. 56 seconds left of the half. Hall walks it into the front court, gives it to Oaks. Oaks dribbles on the left side. Now gives it back to Hall, who will go up to the top. Hall's going to pull up for the three-pointer. It will not go, and Tabor gets the rebound. Back on the Bombers. Gilbert quickly into the front court. Throws over to Jones on the right side. Jones going to drill to the corner. Now kicks it back up top to Gilbert. 29 seconds left of the half. Montalmo with the ball leading by 10. I think Montalmo's going to be content to hold for the last shot of the half. Gilbert dribbling just inside the half-court stripe. Now kicks it back kicks over to McGee. 15 seconds left as the ball goes back to Gilbert. Down to 10 seconds. Over to McGee on the right. Now to Gilbert. He's going to try an alley-oop pass to Tabor. He gets the ball. He tries for the reverse layup. No good. A late foul call, though, on Perigold, and it's going to be a two-shot opportunity for Dawson Tabor with exactly 1.5 seconds left on the clock. Eli Shrive picks up his first personal foul. That is the 8th team foul against the Rams. I got to tell you, I think that call was kind of late. I don't know if that was a foul or not. I couldn't tell, but it just seemed like a late whistle. The first free throw for Tabor is up. No good. So Tabor with one more free throw opportunity to try to make Mount Tom's double-digit lead a little bit bigger. Second shot bounces around and goes in. He gets 1 of 2 on this trip. He has 6 points. And Shrike's going to try one last shot up for Bowser. He gets it. He banks in a three from well beyond half court. Shrike with 5 points to cut the Mountanoma lead back to 8. Well, we've reached halftime. Our score at the break is Mountanoma leading Perigold 28-20. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.